We are still a month away from the beginning of the school year, but health officials are already reminding parents to make sure their child's vaccinations are up to date. WUWF's Bob Barrett has more.
Last year we had, I believe, 98% of our students were vaccinated as they should be.
Sherry Smith is the director of student services for the Santa Rosa County School District. She's talking about the high percentage of students in the district who've been vaccinated according to Florida state law.
And I would have to give big kudos to our Florida Department of Health, Santa Rosa, because they work really hard to encourage that, as well as, you know, we do with the school system.
Unlike 18 other states that have a philosophical exemption to their school vaccine requirements, Florida only allows parents to opt out of vaccinating their children for verifiable religious or medical reasons. Because of recent outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases, notably measles and pertussis, California and Vermont repealed their philosophical exemptions this year. Debbie Price is nursing program specialist with the Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County. She says the vaccine requirements to enter school are the same in every county in the state.
The student that's coming into kindergarten needs to have 4 or 5 doses of the DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis vaccine, 2 to 3 doses of the hepatitis B vaccine, 3 or 4 doses of the polio vaccine, 2 doses of a measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, 2 doses of the varicella vaccine, and then that would have them ready for kindergarten.
Varicella is also known as chickenpox. Those vaccines would be administered on a schedule beginning at 2 months of age up to school age. Once a student approaches middle school, it's time to head back for an update. Beata Bolton is Assistant Community Health Nursing Director for the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
As they get older, a requirement for 7th grade entry is a Tdap, a tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis booster. There are recommended shots for adolescents like meningitis and HPV, which is the human papillomavirus vaccine, or Gardasil. No, but that's not a requirement.
Getting your child vaccinated has never been easier. County health departments are gearing up for the back-to-school vaccination rush.
We do offer all the required and recommended vaccinations. They are at no charge through age 18.
In Escambia County, you can make same-day appointments for vaccinations between 7:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. at the Health Department office on Fairfield Drive in Pensacola. And from August 10th through 21st, you can also make appointments for vaccinations at North Palafox in Pensacola and on Highway 29 in Molino. That number is 595-6554. In Santa Rosa County, Debbie Price says they are also ready for the back-to-school rush. The county health department has a regular immunization clinic at their Milton location on Stewart Street on Mondays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. with a lunch break at 11:30. For the week of July 27th, they'll be open Monday through Thursday.
And they provide immunizations on a walk-in basis, and they're free for children from ages of 2 months to 18 years of age. They do have to have a parent or legal guardian with them. We ask that they bring their shot records if they can.
Santa Rosa will also offer extended hours till 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, July 30th, and on August 6th, 13th, and 17th. In addition, on July 30th only, they'll offer a Tdap clinic for students entering 7th grade at their Midway location on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Price and Sherry Smith say that although you may have heard about outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases on the news, our area has not been affected.
We've been lucky. We have not had any in this area. And again, you know, I think that hails to our strong vaccination levels in our schools and in our community. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen with worldwide travel and continued people choosing to not vaccinate. But so far, we have not had to experience that yet.
And it is our hope that we do not have to.
Price also has one more suggestion for parents. Get your children vaccinated soon. Clinics will be getting very busy as the school year approaches. This year, the first day of school is August 17th. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.